Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, this story out of New Jersey. Well, it's not just a story out of New Jersey. It's been a story out of North Carolina. It's been a story out of California. It's been a story out of military base after military base after military base. Pardon me, all across this country. Here, this has been the story, these mysterious drone sightings. Well, some of them are not mystery. Pardon me. God, I just took a swig of my salt water here. All right, need one more just to wash it down as we get ready to roll. Actually, what I need is a little more coffee. Oh, my coffee cup's empty. That's all right. I got a break here in just a couple of minutes. But there's been mysterious drone sighting after mysterious drone sighting. And in New Jersey, these mysterious drones are doing all sorts of mysterious, crazy things. People are noticing that they're changing their clocks, that they're doing this, they're doing that. These mayors across New Jersey are freaking out. This has China spy balloon written all over it, all over again. You've got the Joe Biden Pentagon saying, no, nothing to say here, folks. Nothing to say here, folks. This has been going on for months. These people are acting like this just happened, like this just started. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden these mysterious drones are showing up. No, they've been showing up for months at a time, for months, several months now. But yeah, the governor of New Jersey, this guy, it's Officer Barr Brady from South Park. Nothing to say here, folks. Nothing to say here, folks. All over again. He could be, you know, if Kamala Harris had gotten, elected as president of the United States, she probably would have made, you know, the governor of New Jersey the Secretary of Defense. No, nothing to say here. So the governor of New Jersey, I've got a Fox News report that I'll queue up here in a second. Yeah, Jeff Van Drew is a now Republican, former Democrat, now Republican congressman from New Jersey. He's been speaking up on behalf of all of his residents and his constituents and talking about how crazy. And so Van Drew said that all these mysterious drones that are seeing everywhere, he said he's got sources very high up who are telling him that Iran's got a mothership off of the East Coast. And where they're using to launch all these drones. And this governor of New Jersey, just so gullibly, just totally says, oh, that's crazy. There's no way that's happening. We track these vessels. We track Iranian vessels. And I made the point on X just a few minutes ago. And thanks to Lucas Tomlinson from Fox News for responding to me, too, because I heard his report featuring this audio of the governor of New Jersey. And I made the point, like, it doesn't need to be a flagged vessel. I mean, they could have Hezbollah operatives off the coast of New York, New Jersey, just renting, you know, boats. But they could be boat rentals that they could be launching these drones. They could be probing to see our response or lack thereof for when they want to deliver a real payload. But for this guy to just outright dismiss, no, nothing to say here, folks. Yeah, they're very complex, very complex drones that are flying over us here, but nothing to worry about, nothing to see here, folks. Again, it's got China spy balloon written all over it. Man, how many of us are counting the days until President Donald J. Trump is back in office? 39 days, if I'm not mistaken. Not that anybody's keeping count. Hey, we got a great guest in studio next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun and some cloudiness around the area for today, high temperatures will stay from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures headed back in the mid to upper 20s, and the outlook for Friday calls for a mix of clouds and sun. Highs range from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Securing America.
Cyber and telecommunications experts testified before a Senate Commerce Subcommittee Wednesday looking into security threats against our communications networks. All of the witnesses focused on China. James Lewis of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The scale and audacity of Chinese espionage is unprecedented.
Fellow cyber expert James Mulvenin testifying that
the United States clearly is still in a very deep cyber deterrence hole with respect to China, and the hole appears to only be getting deeper.
Tim Donovan, the CEO of the Competitive Carriers Association, said the threats can't be isolated.
Because of the fundamentally interconnected nature of networks, a threat to one network is a threat to all.
And Lewis reminded the committee that these threats have real-life implications.
A hostile foreign power with the ability to turn off the lights, turn off your phones, is not a position that is very comfortable for your average American.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
The Blue Angels are coming back to Billings, Montana. I tell you what, if you were at the Yellowstone International Air Show in 2023, you are going to want to be there for this one, too. And if you missed it, well, now you got a second chance. We broke that big story at MontanaTalks.com, plus a great write-up. Her own record was broken. Her track record at Montana State University was broken, and she celebrated. Check out the reason why, MontanaTalks.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, whoops, I forgot to grab my stack of stuff, my show prep. Who needs that anyway? We're just yapping. It says, 6:13 in the morning here. Hey, this is great. This is like Freedom Friday came a day early. One of our great fellow veterans, one of our great callers into the show, sent us messages on the Montana Talks app. I didn't see the message yet earlier this morning, but luckily our producer, Caden, saw the message from Evan in Belt, and Evan says, hey, I'm in town. Do you want me to drop in? Heck yeah, Evan in Belt. Good to see you here in studio.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Hey, it's great to see you. Always good to see fellow veterans. And so your son has got a ranch north of Billings, so you're in town visiting him, huh?
Just down visiting him for a day or two, so
Very cool. Very cool. Who's who's watching the place while you're back home, you know?
Well, my good wife.
Yeah. You got good security in place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, because we don't want some Joe Burrow situation taking place, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, man, what's going on? What do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, you know, I was listening to you a little bit about those drones out on the East Coast. That's crazy stuff, Aaron. I mean, I think that you know, we got to be a little bit attentive to that. It's, you know, it's kind of concerning to me. You know, those things have got to take off and they got to land from somewhere. And certainly I, you know, we've heard reports that could be coming from stuff from Iran, you know, and they certainly could be. They certainly could have a ship out there. And, man, you know, when we were over in Iraq, we had guys from Blod Air Base where I spent a lot of time, and you know, we'd have the Raptors drones taken off of there, and they were controlled from out of Nevada, for crying out loud. So, you know, they certainly could do it from the ship, and it's a concerning thing, Aaron, for sure.
Yeah, that's why for me, for this New Jersey governor to be so dismissive, nope, nothing to see here, folks, nothing to see here. It's like, yeah, I get it. You don't want to, you know, unnecessarily freak people out, but look, people are concerned. And you can't just be dismissive. And when you've got a sitting congressman saying, hey, he's got sources saying that this might be happening. Look, it's not like it would be a surprise to anybody that Iran was using operatives to probe our defenses in you know, the East Coast, like New York City and New Jersey, which has always been a top terrorist target, right? I mean, it's just no surprise that they might be able to do that. And whether they have an Iranian-flagged vessel off the coast sitting there or not, they could just be renting boats for all we know. I mean, it's just the gullibility of some of these people that hold some of these offices.
Absolutely. You know, and I kind of wonder if we're missing some things there a little bit too. You know, if you look back to the invasion on Normandy and stuff like that, what we pulled off on the Germans over there, you know, where we got, we had different things. We had, we're watching, having the Germans watch them over here, and we were completely, completely going to go in a different place. And I'm saying it is or isn't, but, you know, it's a little bit concerning to me when, you know, they could possibly be doing something like that. And, you know, we got, what, almost 40 days left to the inauguration and stuff. Who's to say? I mean, certainly the New York, New Jersey corridor, you know, there's a financial industry, but who knows what they could be, you know, scouting out for that particular day. I mean, for crying out loud, if we're not making any response on it from the DOD to, you know, Homeland Security or whatever, who's to say that they're not going to penetrate something else? I just don't know. I'm not saying that we are, but it sure could happen.
Yeah, I was, you guys can't see it, but Evan can see it. I was playing around with my computer here because I was going into the transcript. I pulled some audio from Laura Ingraham's show last night. She had audio of the New Jersey governor, and she made that point that people were messaging me yesterday saying, hey, this is like the China spy balloon all over again. I'm getting emails, tweets, app messages. And, of course, we had the China spy balloon hovering right over our heads here. And you know, you had Congressman Zinke and other, you know, I think Zinke was the first to say, shoot that thing down. What the heck are you doing? And then it just floats all the way across over these military installations, all the way across the country. And then they shoot it down. It was like, come on. And so it's just got spy balloon written all over it, all over again. But Laura Ingraham, she had a couple of veterans, one from the Heritage Foundation, on her program last night. And one of the guys made the point. I was trying to look at the transcript here. Of course, you had a guy, a Chinese national, who was trying to leave the country, who was busted surveilling one of our bases, I think using a drone, during a space launch. So, I mean, this has been happening all across the country, and it's been happening for months now. And they're acting like, oh, what's this? Where did this come from?
Yeah, and for the, you know, for the administration to say that they don't know anything about it, I don't quite buy that. You know, they, like you just said, Darren, you know, we had the doggone spy balloon. What a perfect place to knock that thing out of the air would have been right out here in this space. Instead, they go let it float over all of our sensitive areas. And so I'm not so sure that they do or don't know what's going on out there, but certainly that thing has got to land somewhere and take off from somewhere, and you can't tell me with today's technology that they don't know where in the world that thing's coming from.
Oh, yeah, and let's see, who is one of the experts? I'm not sure if this is the Heritage Foundation guy or the I think this is the guy from the Heritage Foundation. Brent Sadler, Heritage Foundation senior fellow, former Pentagon official, a retired Navy captain, which for you Army and Air Force guys, it's a captain, not the one with the two bars, but the one with the full bird when you're in the Navy. So,
right.
So a little different there. But anyway, let's see. Brent, can't these drones be weaponized in some way, I think is the question Laura Ingraham threw to him.
No, absolutely. Even the small drones you can buy over the internet or online that DJI makes are what's killing Russian soldiers in Ukraine right now. So absolutely, you can weaponize these with things off the shelf, and you can get it at your store, at your Kmart down the street. But the other thing that's important, there's several different sizes of these drones that are being reported. The small ones, there's a history there that ties back to China that I think is worth bringing up, because just this week you had a Chinese national arrested for operating one of these small drones in and around Vandenberg Air Force Base during a space launch.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I remembered it right. All right. Hey, Evan, you want to stick around?
I certainly can.
Perfect. We'll get to the Farm and Ranch Report and more with our farm ranch friend, Evan Envelt, an Air Force vet, right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Remember continental drift? The notion that North America was moving a few inches a year used to be met with laughter in scientific circles, as was the idea that Missoula was once a lake. Yet those theories and others are now the accepted wisdom. Is that way in economics as well? The idea that the money supply was irrelevant and the Fed had almost no power to control inflation or the economy was met with derision when it was first introduced in the 70s and 80s. The so-called new monetary economic folks were simply wrong, giants in the field like Milton Friedman and Paul Samuelson said. But economics textbooks are rewritten from time to time, and circumstances and ideas change. In case you haven't noticed, cash is not nearly the big deal it used to be. The biggest holders of cash these days are people overseas. Domestically, less and less cash is kept on hand. So what exactly is supposed to happen when the Federal Reserve makes more of it? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research. This is House Call for Health. New dietary guidelines are in the works. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee releasing a scientific report this week, highlighting potential updates to the current recommended standards. The report suggests Americans should scale back on red meat consumption and incorporate more beans in their diet, at least 2.5 cups of beans, peas, or lentils weekly. The report also warns against eating too much ultra-processed food, which could increase the risk of obesity. But it does not include specific limits on ultra-processed foods. The government could choose not to accept the committee's recommendations. The Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture will now take public comment on the report before taking action. The 20-member panel did not give any guidance on alcohol consumption, with analysis from 2 outside reports expected soon. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, for the past several years now, it's been a tough go for sheep producers and the wool market. This week, during the Wyoming Stock Growers and Wyoming Wool Growers Winter Roundup in Casper, I caught up with the Center of the Nation Wool's Larry Prager from Belfouche, South Dakota.
You know, it has been. We've gone through 3 or 4 seasons that have been, you know, very much the same, and prices that are hard to look at if you're the producer and processors with limited demand. So as we start shearing 2025, you know, it'd be a great time for a rally, Russell. The question is, you know, what are the factors that are going to have to be there?
He explains what those factors are.
You know, one of the trends that seems to be with us is a strong American dollar. And even though that sounds like a good idea, you know, where all that sounds like a positive thing, wool prices in particular and a lot of other commodities are really established overseas. And so when we convert those numbers into Australian, you know, Australian dollars, for example, in the case for wool, new American dollars, a strong dollar means we get less money on our side of the ocean. And so when we're selling into an export market, and second trend would be we're selling more dependent upon the export market every year. So it's a strong dollar and export market is what we're facing.
And he also provided me a timeline of when we might see the wool market rebound.
You know, the word on the street is the second quarter of 25. So, you know, do I have confidence that that's reality? I think the first quarter particularly, you know, been a lot of conversations throughout the campaign about foreign trade policy, tariffs and the like with some of the, particularly with regard to China. And we're very dependent upon China. That's where a lot of the wool processing machinery in the world remains. And so that's going to be with us. So I think the first quarter particularly is going to be pretty rough. I just think it'll be very quiet, not much trading until those policies are on the table and everybody understands the rules.
Again, that was Larry Prager with Center of the Nation Wool. Stay with us. We'll have more egg news right after this. Winter is coming, and now's the perfect time to ensure your John Deere equipment is ready for the next season. From sprayers to mowers, a professional winter inspection can save you time and money down the road. At C&B, our expert technicians will thoroughly inspect and service your equipment to keep it in top shape. Don't let winter downtime catch you unprepared. Schedule your winter inspection today and be ready to hit the ground running come spring. Contact us now to secure your spot. C&B, your trusted John Deere partner all year round.
Thawing out a water tank at 30 below is not fun. Keep your water open this winter with the tank heater from Western Ranch Supply. This is Shane, and at Western Ranch, we carry a full line of heaters from sinking, floating, and propane to heaters for automatic waters. With thermostats and elements in stock, we can get repair parts to you immediately. Don't let Mother Nature catch you by surprise. Pick up a tank heater or call and have us deliver it. Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country.
Well, according to AgriPulse this morning, Democrats on the House and Senate Agriculture Committees are now proposing $10 billion in market relief for farmers. As the parties spar over an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, The latest offer includes $8.8 billion in payments for producers for crop year 2024, and another $1 billion would pay for reimbursing 15% of premiums and fees paid for crop insurance and NAP coverage. The one-year Farm Bill extension is expected to be attached to a continuing resolution that Congress needs to pass by December 20th. I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. I'm finally looking at some of the app messages that have come in the last 24 hours. Evan, it's a good thing you wake up early because your message came in about 8 o'clock last night. And so thankfully, you got the call or the message from our producer, Caden. And so it's, great to see you here in studio. Belt, Montana is such a cool little town, and you're not too far from Great Falls, so you can get into town and get to the airport if you need to for things like that.
Yep. So just a little hop, skip, and a jump. So
that's the pig's ass porter, right?
There you go, right down at
the Belt Brewery.
At the Belt Brewery,
one of my favorite named beers, the pig's ass porter. There's a
what a name.
There's a few folks in Washington who deserve a. Well, I don't know if they deserve a beer. They probably already had a little too much on the taxpayer dime, but they could sure be reminded what a pig's ass
they are, right? Yeah, that's for sure. You know, they were going to put a nativity scene over in D.C. this year. They couldn't find three wise men and a virgin, so they had to skip that part. So
that's hilarious. But, I'm looking at some of the other messages that came in. Rick Lowry, didn't say which town Rick's listening in, but this came in at 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Why don't we shoot down the unknown drones right now? We waited for the balloons to get all the information they wanted, then shot them down. It's like everybody just gets it. We the people just naturally get it, but the Biden Pentagon folks, the New Jersey governor, they just don't get it. It's like, have you guys ever done anything in the real world?
Yep, exactly. You know, and I think more and more folks are waking up to that, Aaron. And hopefully, it's a new day with Trump coming back, and we'll see how things go.
Yeah, things are already happening. Did you and your wife ever watch that TV series called The Crown?
Nope, never did.
So it was actually pretty interesting to watch. You know, because it was about the Queen of England.
Sure.
The Queen of England, you know, she would summon people to come meet with her, right? And then she would have this little bell, ding, ding, ding. And when she rang that little bell, that was your cue to leave. All right, we're done with you. Get out. You know, Donald Trump, I wonder if he has something like a little bell like that. So when he summons Justin Trudeau to get his butt down to Mar-a-Lago to talk about the drugs and the illegal immigration and more, I hope he had a little bell. Okay, ding, 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 ding. Get out of here, Trudeau. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and I think he's coming at it from a whole different perspective this time too, Aaron. You know, maybe as much as we as conservatives maybe didn't want to see what has happened these last 4 years, but maybe it was kind of a divine thing. And he's a lot more ready for the job. He knows who he wants. He knows who he can and can't trust. I mean, look who's pretty much betrayed him. I mean, you know, us being military guys, look at some of the betrayal that he had in the beginning with some of those worthless generals, as I've referred to him before, and still does, you know. So I think he knows what he wants this time.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think, unfortunately, we had to have Steve Bullock as the governor in 2020.
Absolutely.
So we could see how bad the Democrats would be when they actually had the power. Same thing with the Biden regime. Unfortunately, I wonder if American people had to see this disaster of the last 4 years. So hopefully they would know never. Mark and Paul down the hall while you're up here as well.
I might do that. Yep.
If their little yellow light is off, that means their microphones are off, so you can always always say hello to them. But they're 5 o'clock hours.
Yep.
Hilarious.
Oh, absolutely. They're. I have to giggle sometimes because Paul gets going on his rants and it gets you going for sure. So.
Well, it's funny because you know one of the downsides to hosting a show like this all morning long is I don't get a chance to bounce around a little bit, but I always enjoyed listening. But so it's funny, I don't get a chance to hear what Mark and Paul are talking about. They're known as for those of you not in Billings, they're known as the Breakfast Flakes on the country station. And so anyway, it's funny. When I get a break to go refill coffee and then their microphone's off or they're refilling coffee, I'll get to BS. And did you hear about, oh, yeah, son of a, you know, we're all on the same page.
Yep.
Because, again, we the people It's just common sense. We get it. It's not like we're sitting here getting talking points from somebody that tells us what to think. It's just common sense.
Right. Exactly so. Yep. And it's good to have those folks down the hall with their common sense, and Mark bringing it from the Great Falls perspective. I kind of knew his dad back in the day,
yeah,
Dave
right.
Wilson, and then
KMON.
Yeah, KMON Radio in Great Falls, Montana, and then Paul bringing a big perspective from the ag community. That's good to see too.
And he's grumpy, which is always fun.
Well, I've been accused of that a time or two, too. So.
Yeah, especially if they leave those lights on downstairs. Well, this was cool. Evan and Belt, during the break, I don't know if Tim could hear it, but he was saying, man, I really like that caller, Tim in Billings. Man, he's just a great caller. And I was like, well, Tim in Billings is on the phone lines. Hopefully he's still there. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you both for your service to our country. I think when it comes to our government, we need to really take a step back and look at, we need to come to the realization that our government is this big, complex mechanism, and I think we've given it too much, we've looked at it with rose-colored glasses, because instead of coming to the realization that our government is full of a bunch of apathetic, incompetent, and lazy people who have no idea and no business doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, that's what it's full of. It's kind of like you walk into a job place and you think, man, this place is great. These people are so smart. Look at the great things they do. And you walk in and you realize, man, a lot of these people are idiots. There's like three people who get everything done here. And it's just like, that's our government. We have people who are the people who are the most incompetent are also the most sure of themselves. And that's our government.
And have
that's
the most
our government
power.
And it's in total. They have the most power. They're the most sure of themselves. They could never fathom that they're completely wrong or that they're off base. And yet, they're completely worthless. And that's our government. That's our politicians. That's many of the bureaucrats. And it's like, oh, they got into a job and they're there in perpetuity because you can't get rid of them for lack of productivity or
sounds
or
like not, you just described our Montana Supreme Court at the same time. All right, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here. Evan, you going to stick around?
Yep,
well?
I'll be around.
All right, and then I'll check and see if Tim has a quick follow-up since we got cut off.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Evan and Belt in studio with us here this morning here in the 6. I think David Noble will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour, so that'll be great as well. Plus, taking your phone calls, 294-0970. Tim and Savage, stand by. We'll get to you as well. Let me check in. Tim and Billings, are you still there? Did you have one more quick point you wanted to make?
I am, Aaron, and this the last point I have to make is we also look at our government and our country with a sense of nostalgia. I saw a guy on television, some talking head the other day, talking about, you know, oh, well, we don't need to worry as much about China and Iran. And the last time these countries won a military campaign, they painted it on oil or on canvas with oil paints. And, you know, we just got done with 20 years at Afghanistan. I mean, to have that kind of thought process, this is some sort of military pundit talking on television about how we don't need to worry about that because our last military campaign turned out so well for us, and the last time they were victorious, it was painted on canvas with oil paints. I mean, that is just, he's got his head so far up his rear end. I mean, Iran, China.
Well, that'll
they
get you promoted.
That's
promotion points. The further up your rear your head is, that's promotion points, I think. You know, that's across the services right now in the last 4 years.
Absolutely. Can you make a good point there. Let's hope that Doge can kind of clean that up a little bit.
Yeah. He made the point, too, before the break that, you know, there's just some of these folks in our federal government in particular that they're just lazy. There's just a handful of folks that have to do all the heavy lifting. I wish more of these folks in our deep state were just lazy and ineffective. The ones I have a problem with are these ones that are conniving, that abuse their position of power to shut down American agriculture, to shut down American oil, gas, coal, energy, you name it.
Absolutely.
And undermine our national security, leak intelligence to the Iranians, you name it. Right on, John and Bozeman said this, nobody can convince me that the military cannot find and track these drones with all the technology they have. I mean, that's my thing. Now, I hope there's something that somebody isn't telling us here. I hope, like, they have a response to this, but they're holding back on using their response because they don't want the enemy to know what their response would be if there truly was a situation where they need to, you know, go full guns a blazing. I hope, but I think we have all hoped that our government was a lot smarter than it actually was, only to realize, like, no, from the CDC on, it's just. Man, I mean, down at the unit level, down at the lower ground level, down at the FBI agent level, yeah, good people. But the bureaucrats, the folks in Washington, is the ones calling the shots. Clueless.
Yep, absolutely, Aaron. And, you know, back when I was a young airman, we used to have on the whole northern tier of the United States, from Washington, Idaho, Montana, North and South Dakota, into Minnesota, we used to have a northern tier response. That we used to sit alert 24/7 with our fighters up there in Great Falls. And, you know, that all got taken away, and I'm no graduate of a war college or anything like that, and I'm sure there was for different reasons for different responses, but I'm with you. I hope that our military just hasn't responded, because, boy, it sure looks to me like all the things are in place where they certainly should have.
Yeah, it's so fun traveling the state and getting a chance to meet some of our listeners, sometimes for the first time, sometimes for the first time in a long time. You know, Richard in Jordan, he's an Army vet. He came and joined us when we were at the Mint in Big Sandy. We had a great event at the Mint in Big Sandy, so that was fun to see Richard in Jordan, because he'll call into the show from time to time, much like Evan in Belt here. And now we're getting to see our Air Force veteran friend, Evan in Belt. And you worked with Thumper. You served with Thumper, who was the retired general Air Force, but he was a former Blue Angels, Navy Blue Angels pilot himself. And what a great guy.
Yeah, great guy, great leader. Thumper, if you're out there listening, good morning.
Yeah, and the Blue Angels are coming back to Montana.
Crazy, isn't it, Aaron?
2026.
I mean, to have a turnaround in 3 years, man, I'll tell you what, Billings, you guys must have done something right, because that just does not happen. I've worked with the Angels. I work with the Thunderbirds, and to have them turn right, you know, usually it's about every 8-9 years, and to turn around like that, you guys done a good job in that. Whoever put it on here in Billings, hats off to you, man.
Yeah, Jake Penwell and Matthew McDonald and everybody who supported them, the S Ranch out there, they had all the Blue Angels and their crew, and showed them a nice, you know, steak dinner, as I understand it, out on their ranch and everything. And it was like something out of a movie. It was like, this is what the military should be like. You know, when they and the USS Billings crew were in their dress uniforms, and everybody was at this celebration up at the airport for the air show, Montana showed up and turned out and showed support for these Blue Angels like they had not seen practically anywhere else across the country, so they wanted to come back.
Well, those steaks must have been pretty darn good, Aaron, because that's, I'm telling you, I've seen it. That stuff just does not happen, so hats off.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of hats, they got some great hats, too. I think they cleared out Connolly's down there, I think.
Oh, wow.
And took their whole hat deal out. So, let's see. Hey, you were telling me, too, you actually ran, speaking of traveling the state and running into folks, you were telling me you ran into Tim from Savage, because was he there broadcasting or just watching the game?
No, he was there broadcasting. It was kind of a brief thing. Tim was down there when Fairview played Belt 2 years ago. They kicked our rear ends that year, and they turned around and did it again this year. Boy, Belt's a pretty good team, but hats off to those kids in Fairview there. They got a good program up there, and they're just a good bunch of players and well-coached.
Yeah, it was Connolly Saddlery. That's where they cleared out the hats for all the not just the Blue Angels themselves, but also their entire crew, which is great because you know so often they forget the crew that keeps those men and women up in the air.
Yep.
And but the crews weren't forgotten either. Let's see. Speaking of Tim and Savage, he's on the phone lines as well. Tim, great to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Evan. Yeah, I got to run into him a little over a year ago in Belt. I was there broadcasting Fairview at Belt. And so hopefully he got to hear the Belt at Fairview game I did last month as well. But
sadly, I did.
Yeah, it's amazing. You talk, Aaron, about running into the rest of the folks around the state that you talk to on the radio, but then you finally get to meet him in person. It's so fun running around the state and talking to folks. Hey, are you Tim from Savage? Yeah, I am. And I'm sure the same thing. Hey, that's Evan from Bell. Hey, that's Tim from Billings. And you know, it's just cool running into the big family of all of us that they get together for 1 to 4 hours every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, you were at some class. Was it like an EMT course or something? There was a lady from Bozeman. Wait, aren't you that guy from Montana Talks or something like that?
Yeah, crisis. Yeah, that was some debriefing training that we had. But the reason I called in, Tim from Billings kind of got me triggered again this morning about government waste. And I recently had to fly to Denver, and so that means going through TSA and all of that stuff. Well, we had a flight flying out of a small airport. Three TSA agents to screen two of us. And it's just, you know, and I, the TSA keeping us safe from, you know, anybody taking more than 3.4 ounces because, you know, everybody knows just like the 6 feet and, you know, wearing the cloth diaper over your face, 3.5 ounces of liquid in your bag is dangerous. 3.4 is safe. And it's just ludicrous. And I'm hoping that DOGE takes a look at the TSA and the reasonableness of what we have to do because, you know, literally every single time I go through TSA, I get pulled aside for, you know, not to be too unwoke, but I get the extra feel up every single time, and then I get a little pad in my bag.
Well, why do you keep going back through the line, then? Why do you keep going back out through security again, then?
Well, you know how full body suits are. Get a massage. I mean,
yeah. Hey, focus on the shoulders, buddy. Focus on the shoulders.
Yeah.
And Tim, you know, and you've lost 60 pounds thanks to Billings' last diet. You shouldn't need two or three agents to search you now. You should only need one, right?
It should be. You would think so, yeah. But, yeah, that's just one thing. I don't fly often, but when I do, I just get so ticked off. And I tell my wife, I tell her, I said, this is why I don't trust my government, because the government is doing this because they say it keeps it. And it comes back. How many times did somebody actually try to get on a plane with a shoe bomb? Once.
You know, it's funny. I thought the same thing as you.
Everybody takes off their shoes.
Yeah, I thought the same thing as you. And Tim, great to hear from you. But Evan, I felt the same thing whenever I've had to fly to travel somewhere. And it's like, and you travel somewhere cool, yep. And you're like, okay, it's cool. I'm on a beach and it's sunny. But I'm like, man, I would rather go through these airports, and there's just something about sitting in an airport that is just miserable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just like, you know what? It's like, you can go to all these other cool places all over the world, but like there are still places I haven't seen in Montana. So when I'm going through the airport, I'm like, I just want to be with my camper or my pontoon. Like, yep. I would rather just do that. And thankfully we get those opportunities here in Montana. I mean, the summer goes by fast, but it's just like, I'd rather just be out with my camper.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. There's places that we all have to go for our different jobs and careers that we've had in the past, but nothing like getting in the pickup and going out with the boat and doing some fishing. And yeah. Definitely something to be said for that.
And we've got some beach somewhere, you know, a riverbank or, you know, the shores of a lake or whatever. That's what I love having my camper from Brett's, because it's just like you can have a different backyard every weekend.
Every weekend.
Even if you're stuck living in town the rest of the week.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Christopher Wray out as the FBI director. He had an opportunity after James Comey politicized the FBI when he was director. And frankly, what he did was despicable. He just continued the practice instead of restoring the FBI as the world's premier law enforcement agency. Not being weaponized or politicized. That was the opportunity he had. Under his watch, he allowed the Biden-Harris administration to allow millions and millions and millions of unvetted illegal immigrants into our country, and he should have put his foot down.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Life without hearing aids can be frustrating.
Andy, did you hear what she just said?
No, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
I said I got the promotion, Dad. I thought you would be excited.
You're missing out on the important moments of your life because you just can't hear them. It's time to try the Jabra Enhanced Select 500, our smallest, most advanced hearing aid. With proprietary speech clarity technology, even the most complex listening situations like a noisy restaurant are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhance over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun and some cloudiness around the area for today, high temperatures will stay from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures headed back in the mid upper 20s, and the outlook for Friday calls for a mix of clouds and sun. Highs range from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
The Blue Angels are coming back to Billings, Montana. I'll tell you what, if you were at the Yellowstone International Air Show in 2023, you are going to want to be there for this one, too. And if you missed it, well, now you got a second chance. We broke that big story at MontanaTalks.com, plus a great write-up. Her own record was broken. Her track record at Montana State University was broken. 406-201-6263, QC Kinetics.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to these drones, these New Jersey drones, here is the concern being relayed by mayors across New Jersey. I thought I should play that for you. We referenced it earlier because you need to hear that before you hear the Democrat governor of New Jersey downplaying it. Oh, no, nothing to see here.
Mayors whose residents have seen the drones met with state officials Wednesday. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd was frustrated.
Somebody can put drones together and fly them over our houses, and I'm not supposed to be worried.
Lacey Township Mayor Peggy Giuliano says her residents' concerns are due to a potential target.
I live in a town where there's a power plant. I need to answer them.
Why no answers? Berkeley Township Mayor John Bacchione thinks it might be
the red tape that comes out of Washington and maybe Trenton.
Making the mayors feel they don't have the explanations about the drones' origins their residents desperately want. In Newark, New Jersey, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
All right, and then maybe next hour of the show, then I'll play the New Jersey governor audio of the governor of New Jersey downplaying the threat or the potential threat of these drones. Yeah, David Noble will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Great to see him here. Evan and Belt sticking around so he can say hi and shake David's hand as well. So let's go to Tom in Billings before we run out of time. Tom, what's on your mind? What's your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. As a Coast Guard veteran and a Coast Guard boat coxswain, no aerial aircraft is allowed to be around any Coast Guard boat, any Coast Guard cutter within 500 yards. They have to declare themselves to the U.S. Coast Guard. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter that is actually stationed there is the cutter Angela McShane. She is a fast attack cutter. She has a phalanx on the front. She has a 5-inch gun. She can take out aircrafts. All they need is the commandant of the Coast Guard to authorize this.
Interesting.
The captain of that base does not know anything because Joe Biden's damn people will not say whether it is U.S. or foreign. They said one time last night that it wasn't U.S. and it's not a threat. Well, if you can't identify it, then it's a threat.
Didn't they have a bunch of those drones following a Coast Guard cutter here just the other day?
Oh, I don't know if he could hear you there. Oh, I needed to press another button on the board here. Hey, Tom, Evan and Bell just asked a good question. Didn't they have a bunch of these drones following a Coast Guard cutter the other day?
Yes, they did. Yeah. And the commander of the base who launched that Coast Guard patrol boat, they got pictures and everything. And they try to call Washington, and Washington says, well, it's not one of ours, but it's not a threat. We don't understand it. I said, take the phalanx and take it, that unmanned drone out at sea, take it down.
Yep. You know, it's crazy, Evan. Doesn't this just sound, again, it's so reminiscent of the China spy balloon.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there were people at the lower levels of our military that are saying, hey, we got this happening. Here's what we can do. Hey. And then Washington, nope, nothing to see here.
Yeah, and, you know, if Tom's sitting there telling us they got the ability to take those things out, take them out over the water. That's where we need to take. You don't want to take them things down over the top of a city, for crying out loud. Take them out where they fall down, be nothing out there for them. So.
Yeah, it was like the China spy balloon. Yeah. When we found out, like, they acted like it was, oh, we didn't know about it until it was hovering over Billings, Montana. And then we find out, oh, no, they actually saw it over the Aleutian Islands, and they could have shot it down then. But they're like, nothing to see here.
Nothing
folks.
To see here.
Well, Evan, great to see you here in studio with us. Thanks for sticking around. Excited to have David Noble join us in the 7 o'clock hour coming up right after this Fox News update. Plus, got a great message from Tammy in Kalispell that we can share with you coming up right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Remember continental drift? The notion that North America was moving a few inches a year used to be met with laughter in scientific circles, as was the idea that Missoula was once a lake. Yet those theories and others are now the accepted wisdom. Is that way in economics as well? The idea that the money supply was irrelevant and the Fed had almost no power to control inflation or the economy was met with derision when it was first introduced in the 70s and 80s. The so-called new monetary economic folks were simply wrong, giants in the field like Milton Friedman and Paul Samuelson said. But economics textbooks are rewritten from time to time, and circumstances and ideas change. In case you haven't noticed, cash is not nearly the big deal it used to be. The biggest holders of cash these days are people overseas. Domestically, less and less cash is kept on hand. So what exactly is supposed to happen when the Federal Reserve makes more of it? I'm Patrick Barkin.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.